Alrighty there. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida, and we are so glad that you are all listening today. You've just heard a great program, and we're going to continue on talking about the Lord and everything He's doing in our lives. And we're very excited, as always, to be able to share the Word of God with each of you. I am Pastor Marcia McAllister, and with me in the studio today is Pastor Jim. How are you there?
Doing good, Pastor, doing good.
All right, he's my associate pastor, and we're excited about working together on this show today. Betty's going to join us, Pastor Jim, in just a little while from Indiana.
From frigid Indiana.
From very cold Indiana. That is exactly right. But we know all about that because you and I both come from that same area where she is,
and
right?
And we're so glad we're down in Florida.
And she says probably that she would like to be here too. But at this point, she's still in Indiana. Anyway, it's going to be a great day. Nan's in the studio also. And it is amazing what God is doing in our lives. We are so, so thankful for all that He does on a daily basis. Blessings, answers to prayer. Oh, my. We encourage you, audience. Some of you may not know that we have a 24/7, 365 prayer line by email that we've had since 2008. And it is a joy to be able to get all those prayer requests, and then our prayer team prays for them. Pastor Jim, who I just introduced, and Betty, who is coming on in a few minutes, and Shell from our ministry here in Clearwater, receive those prayer requests, and then they write a prayer, send it out to our prayer team, and the praying begins. How about that? So you can be a part of the prayer team. You don't have to be coming in attendance to Beacon of Hope. You can be a part of the prayer team by writing an email, prayers@bohmglobal.com, and we will put you on that prayer team. Pretty easy to get involved. And no matter where you are across the world, if you would like to be a part of the radio team, write that down. I'll say it one more time, prayers@bohmglobal.com. prayers@bohmglobal.com. All are welcome. PJ, it's amazing, isn't it, the number of requests that come in from everywhere. People, a lot of people we do not know. But that doesn't matter.
Oh, exactly.
It doesn't matter at all, does
right.
it?
No, it doesn't matter. Doesn't seem to matter at all.
Right. Absolutely.
And the only, you know, you'd mentioned, you know, you don't have to come to Beacon. The main thing is just understand that we do believe that God answers prayer. And
Amen.
we've seen the Lord answer so many prayers.
Yes.
And I keep track of those. When we get praise reports, we got a couple in like last week, one from
right.
Cindy and from Shell.
Right.
And I save those in a little folder in my Gmail account or in my Hotmail account, just because I think it's good that we can look back and say, wait a minute, we've seen God
yes.
move. These are kind of signposts
right.
for us. We've seen God move.
So many things. Even Betty herself, and she may mention it when she comes on, just went through triple bypass heart surgery a few well, 2 or 3 months ago, and just all the prayer that went up for her. And we'll talk about my Mexico venture soon and all the praying that needs to happen for that. And there's just so much that God is doing in all of our people's lives. And, you know, wherever you are around the globe, you can benefit from these programs. We now have a set time with StarcomRadioNetwork.com, and I'm going to say that again in a minute, so grab a pen. This show that we're doing today can be heard again this coming Saturday and Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. When you go to that website, you'll go to listen. You'll wait maybe a minute or so for everything to load up, and then you'll hear the show. So that's StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Saturdays and Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern. Jim, that's just wonderful to have that ability, isn't it? To have that kind of repeat of these shows. They're not just heard once.
Right. It's amazing. And I know some teachers have talked about those verses in the book of Revelation about the angels flying through midair, proclaiming the gospel as being kind of radio and internet.
Right.
You know, the way the gospel now can go around the world.
Oh, yes.
I mean, this show is around the world.
Right.
Go Yard, around the world.
Right.
Soon to be the show from Mexico, around the world.
Yes. And it's exciting that we can have that kind of outreach with technology these days. Mm-hmm. Even since we began this show in 2007, April of 2007, at that time, in order to be able to put this show anywhere, we had to have somebody sitting in here where I am now at the controls, in the control room, making a CD of the show. Do you remember that, Pastor Jim? Making a CD of the show during the show.
Yeah.
And then giving it to us afterwards. And then we would have to take that CD and try to upload it onto our website. So that's why we have probably 400 and some shows on our website for people to listen to. But that used to be done like that, very manually. And now it's all digital, and it's just amazing and just easy uploads, downloads, and all that stuff. Great, isn't it? So anyway, we're excited about everything God is doing. I've said that word three times now in the beginning of the show. I just am because I see God's hand moving, Pastor Jim, and I see him answering prayer. I see him keeping his promises that he's made to us.
Mm-hmm.
I see him moving on our behalf. And yes, I'm excited about that. You want to start with prayer, Pastor Jim? Go ahead.
Sure. Father, we give you thanks and praise for this time that we can get together to talk about your word, to tell what your word means to us, and to get the message of your love out to a world that so desperately needs to hear it. Father, we just commit this time to you. We thank you, Lord God, that souls will be touched, bodies will be healed, people will be saved and set free during this show. Lord, we give you glory and honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Oh, amen and amen. It's going to be a good one. Call a friend you have time to call and tell somebody to check it out here on Tantalk1340.com. And you just go to listen. You can actually download TuneIn Radio. You can also just listen in the Tampa Bay area, 1340 AM radio. So lots of ways to hear the show. Pastor Jim, introduce our first song, will you? Love it. Love this song.
I know you do. It's one of your favorites.
It is.
Whom Shall I Fear by Chris Tomlin.
Wow, here we go. Love it.
Who goes before me? I know who stands behind the God of angels.
Amen. Amen. Woo, whom shall I fear? Absolutely. Nan, did you have something there from that song?
I had a little something there from that song. Poem that got inspired is, you don't need to fear what comes your way, for I am with you and will see you through. Have faith in me that I'm working it all out. Precious little one, that's what you're to do. Exercise the faith that you have within. Move forward knowing that I am in control. I will sustain in all that will come your way, and while doing so, you are becoming whole. Your faith is being increased even this day. As you look to me, you know that I am there. Exercise your faith, read my word, praise me, and speak to me in prayer.
Amen. It is about developing our faith. And no matter what is going on in our lives, whom shall I fear? You know, this whole series is called Faithed Up to Overflowing. It's building our faith in God's word and his promises. And read that last paragraph or so one more time, Nan. It was really right there towards the end.
The last paragraph was, your faith is being increased even this day.
Okay.
As you look to me and know that I'm there. Exercise your faith, read my word, praise me, and speak to me in prayer.
Amen. Exercise your faith, read the word, pray, all of those things. And that's what we're talking about here. We're in Matthew 5, if you have your Bibles, and we're going to start today at verse 6. And this whole series is about building our faith, so much so that we are faithed up to the point that we just overflow, that the peace and the faith in God and our very confession, the way we think about things, the way we talk about the things going on in our lives, is full of faith. Pastor Jim, what a blessing this is to know that we can be like that. I mean, we can have that faith increase.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what God wants for us.
Yes.
Especially in these days, we need all the faith we can get.
Right.
And, you know, we've talked about, I mean, if you look around and focus on what's going on in the world,
right,
you're going to, like you've talked about, it's kind of like air leaking out of a balloon. Your faith's just going to dwindle.
Oh, yeah.
But if you stay in the word, if you learn the promises, you speak the promises, you believe the promises, then you'll see God come through. And it's like I said earlier with the prayer ministry. You know, I can look back and see all those answers to prayer.
Amen.
And know that God works.
Yes. And dear ones, our goal today on this show is to really talk about our individual relationship with the Lord, yours, ours, and how important that is. Pastor Jim, you just alluded to everything going on in the world. If we look around, if we listen to the news very much, if we watch everything going on with the financial markets around the world, besides all the wars and rumors of wars and all that kind of thing, it can get us down.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it really can. But when we are full of the promises of God and we take those personally, they're not just written here in a book and we don't ever look at them or don't know what they are, but when we take them personally, apply them to our lives, it changes our relationship with the Lord.
Well, and they're not just nice sayings,
right.
I mean, like, you know, you might read a book and they're not just nice sayings,
right.
I'm trying to think how I want to say this. These are God's breathed out word.
Amen.
And his breathed out promises for us.
Yes.
These come right from the heart of God.
Amen.
These aren't just nice little sayings. These are God's written word.
Oh,
to
amen.
You, listeners. It's God's word to you, God's promises to you. And it's not just enough to read them.
Right.
You know, in the Old Testament, it was always literally hear to do.
Yes.
You know, you hear the word to do it. So
right.
you read the promises.
Right.
In order to believe them, to do them.
To do them.
Because that's when they work. That's when the
yes.
promise becomes reality.
Amen. Amen. And that's what this show is all about. So stick with us because your faith is going to increase as we go through this show. Matthew 5, verse 6, and then we'll bring Betty on here. You're blessed, I'm in the Message Bible, when you've worked up a good appetite for God. He's food and drink in the best meal you'll ever eat. I don't know about y'all, but I love once in a while going to a very nice restaurant that has excellent cuisine. I don't ever use that word, but it's kind of a cool word. In other words, the food tastes great. You know, one of those. You know, one of those, not just pulling through McDonald's or Chick-fil-A, which I love and all of that, but going to a nice place with white tablecloth and really great food, you know, that is well known because of the excellent food. And here Jesus says, you're blessed when you've worked up a good appetite for God. He's better than any meal you can ever have. You know, Betty talked to us about that. You love the, you little Indiana girl, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I love it. Because blessed are those who hunger and thirst for his righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Amen.
Is that the truth or not? Listen to the show, before Living the Good Life, and then listening to the beginning of this, I tell you, my faith meter went up probably to 150% just listening to the Word of God that comes forth.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's amazing to me. You guys have a lot more fancier places to eat the eloquent cuisine than we do up here.
Hey, Betty.
And, that's why we enjoy coming to Florida for the warmer weather and the great cuisine. But you know what? God's word feeds us too.
Amen.
And it feeds our soul, and that's what increases our faith.
Oh, amen. Pastor Jim wants to ask you something.
No, I was going to say, Betty, take a drive up U.S. 52 to Morristown and go to the Copper Kettle.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a great place to eat, right?
It's a great place to eat. And you know what? I have to watch some of the things that I eat now, and I can't eat like I used to. So
the Copper Kettle might be out.
Copper Kettle, with their fried chicken is just
right, exactly.
I'm going to die for, but my chicken now has to be baked. So.
There you go. There you go.
It's all good, but God bless you for thinking of that place. I'm still hungry.
You got a lot of good food up there in Indiana. I love it when I go up. I love this verse because it says you're blessed when you've worked up a good appetite for God. You know, when you think of working up an appetite, you think about being out in the garden working or mowing the lawn or working all morning at your job. And now it's almost noontime and you're hungry and you've been working hard and everything. And Jesus is saying here to us, he's saying, think about that kind of how you work up a good appetite. And I want you to work up a good appetite for God is what Jesus is saying. I want you to have that kind of a, I need a meal. I need a meal that God has prepared for me in his word. You know what I'm saying, Pastor Jim? And then we'll get to Betty on that meal and the word.
We need to be hungry for God.
Yes, yes.
Because if we're not hungry for God, he just becomes he would become then a smaller and smaller part of our lives. But
right.
As we hunger for him,
right.
Hunger for to know him better, hunger for knowledge about him and to just to know him, then he says, I'll fill that hunger.
Yes.
But the amazing thing is you have to stay hungry.
Yes.
For God.
Yes.
Because if you don't, then you become just kind of complacent. And
it's easy to get that way, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm too busy. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And not take time to get in the Word and have that meal from the Word of God.
Right.
And there's nothing like that great meal like we were just talking about in Indiana. Betty, I'm thinking about summertime and my son and his family used to grow amazing green beans. They don't do that now, but they did for a while. That's those homegrown tomatoes and green beans and corn on the cob. That's like Indiana. That's Indiana in the summertime, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah. And, we have signs all over Indiana that, if you ate today, thank a farmer.
That's good.
Thank God every day for farmers because they do. They give us the substance that we need to live. But God's word gives us the substance that we need for our soul.
Amen.
And for our faith to be increased. And it's so important I learned a long time ago in a motivational conference that it takes 14 days to establish a habit.
Okay.
And one of the habits that I have tried to do since January of this year is to make sure that I read the word
Amen.
Morning and night. Morning
yeah.
and night.
Right.
And the other thing is to pray.
Right.
And I, you know, sometimes when I go to bed, I'm just so tired. It's like, Lord, please forgive me. I'm not able to pray the way I want to. So I get a few hours sleep, and then at 3 o'clock, I'm awake. Okay, I let you sleep. Now it's time to pray.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, don't get on Facebook, Betty. Get,
right.
You know, just start praying in the Spirit.
That's right. Amen.
It's happened ever since January 1st. I keep thinking, why am I waking up at 2 and 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, boy.
Because I surrendered and I made a commitment.
Right.
To do that, and that's what we have to do. If there was a thing on Facebook yesterday that said, God, why is it you never talk to me? You never speak to me. And the hand comes out of heaven with a Bible in its hand. And he said, here, try this.
Try this.
So, try this.
Oh, that's good.
So it's so true. It's just so true.
Well, you know, I agree. I totally agree with what you're saying. And looking at verse 7 of Matthew 5 in the Message Bible, and we can, PJ, you can read it in different translation, but it says you're blessed when you care. And, you know, at the moment of being careful, that is full of care and concern for others, and I think maybe is this word mercy also?
Mercy.
Mercy.
Yeah.
Okay, when you're full of mercy, you know, then when that, you find yourselves receiving that mercy. Is that verse when you are blessed are the merciful?
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
Okay, there you go. And mercy is when we don't get what we deserve. You know, when God says, you know what? My love, my grace, my forgiveness is going to cover over all that mess you just made. You know, mercy, when you're full of mercy of God, I mean, that is so important. Go ahead.
Well, and it's... Blessed are the merciful. God requires us to be full of mercy.
That's right.
And Jesus, you know, expands on that later in this chapter.
Right.
But he expects us to be full of mercy if we're going to receive his mercy.
Amen.
We can't hold something back from someone. I mean, we can't hold forgiveness back from someone or have unforgiveness in our hearts. And this is a hard lesson. We cannot hold on to unforgiveness
yes.
and expect to be forgiven by God.
Right.
You know, he says, let go of it.
Let go of it.
You know, Paul says, be merciful even, or forgive, you know, forgive others even as God in Christ has forgiven you.
Right.
That's
wow.
not a suggestion.
It's, no, it's a...
It's a spiritual law is what it is.
It is. And when we go set about to be full of mercy, then we find that mercy comes to us.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
what this is saying. Betty, talk to us about that, because this is one of those amazing laws of God that works. You know what I'm saying? They all work. I'm just saying this is one of those things, principles that we should get down on the inside of us. Being merciful causes us to receive mercy.
Oh, yes, and I said his mercy endures forever.
Amen.
And I know one of the things that hit me a couple of weeks ago is I actually snuck outside to do some chores. And
you're not supposed to be doing that.
I was going
to
say.
Don't tell anyone.
You're not supposed to be doing that.
They already know I'm not supposed to be doing chores. But I was outside, and God said, and reiterating on what Pastor Jim had said about letting it go, is that the Lord just spoke to me. I mean, just right in my face, you know, Betty Lou, let it go.
Right, exactly.
And I thought, okay, what does that mean? You know, well, as time has gone on, I thought maybe I had to let go of the farm and I had to let go of the animals. And I was just really, really upset. But where the Lord started was with me. That things will fall into place, that his mercy,
right.
He's merciful God, but he wants to start with us.
Exactly.
He wants to come back for a bride, which is the body of Christ, or us. And he wants us to be blameless. He wants us to be pure at heart. He wants us to have the love that he had. He wants to instill that in us.
Yes.
And it's hard to do when you're faced with trials and tribulations, you know, of just everyday life. But I think once that we get down to the brass tacks, so to speak, and realize what God wants for us is through His Word, through prayer, through fasting,
right,
through things that bring forth the things that He wants us to see in us, to get rid of it, to let it go, to begin to forgive those who it's hard to forgive at times because
right.
of the way they treat you or the way they treat your loved ones.
Right.
It's
yes.
hard. It's very hard to do.
Right.
But still, He keeps at us.
Amen.
And it's gentle. It's gentle and kind. But, you know, it's like if I don't forgive someone, he's after me. I mean, he's on me like a teacher is on a student.
Right. Exactly.
He is, and that's what he wants. That's what he wants for us. But he's gentle, loving, and kind, and merciful when
right.
he does start the correction process.
Oh, amen. Amen. So what we're saying is that when we make those decisions to really get in line with what God says we should be like, you know, that our hearts should be full of mercy. Our hearts should be full of forgiveness. Our hearts should be caring about others and praying for them. Like you were talking about, Betty, getting up in the middle of the night and praying for people. That is what it's about. And the fact that we have that kind of relationship with Almighty God, that it's dialogue back and forth. I don't know about you, Pastor Jim, but I find that a huge blessing in my life. It's like just talking to you, my good, good, wonderful friend.
Yeah, it's, and I think sometimes we lose sight of that.
Right.
I mean, we're in a non-breakable covenant with God.
Right.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
and
amen.
That gives us access. That gives us access to the throne room.
Right.
It gives us access on another level, just to come up and sit in Dad's lap.
Right. Exactly.
You know? when we need, you know, when
right.
when we just need to be comforted, you know, we have that ability because of what Jesus has done to have this, be able to dialogue, talk back and forth.
Amen.
We can yell at God if we want to. I've
right.
done that. I bet we all have.
Sure.
You know, you get mad and you yell at him.
Yeah.
He's big enough to take it.
He can take it.
But that's the wonderful thing is it's a relationship. It's not
a
like
relationship.
It's not like, I mean, on one level, yes, he is the king and he is awesome. And,
right.
and we cannot just take this all for granted and that kind of thing. But it's so much more than that.
Oh,
he's
it is.
A loving parent. He's
Amen.
A loving father to us.
Yes.
And we need to, it sounds like the two can't go together, but they do.
Yes.
I mean, the creator, think of it, listeners, the creator of the universe, the one who created you and everything around you and this entire universe wants to have a relationship with you.
Amen. How cool is that?
I know.
And here's our responsibility. Look at verse 6, 7, 8 of Matthew 5. You're blessed when you get your inside world, and we'll let you read that in another translation, your mind and your heart put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. So, you know, we're talking about being faithed up, you know, full of faith till we overflow into other people's lives, this amazing relationship that we have with God. And here I see in verse 8 of Matthew 5 that there is a tremendous responsibility on us to get our inside world, our mind and our heart put right. Talk to me about that, Betty, and then we'll go to PJ on that.
Well, I think that, you know, we are, I don't know how to say this kindly. One of the things that he wants us to be is pure at heart.
Yes, yes.
And by doing that, that means it's time for a good cleaning,
right?
So to speak, is to get rid of all the junk. Like we need to get rid of the junk in our closet or the junk in the garage or the junk in the basement or the barn or whatever,
right,
is that we have to make a concentrated effort to clean house inside.
There you go.
So people can see Jesus in us as we walk through this world. And I think one of the things that does that is through reading of his word.
Yes.
Through prayer and through fasting. The show before us, you know, really instilled in me some thought patterns about fasting.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think that it helps us to cleanse us inside.
It does.
You know, just to help us to understand, to give up something that, you know, we like, as Jesus is saying, I gave everything for you.
Right.
I gave my son for you. Is there something that you can give up to show me that of what I mean to you? And I know that sounds conceited, but it's not, Pastor and Pastor Jim. It's a surrender type.
It's
of
the
thing.
Surrender,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is the surrender thing where I want so much for people to see Christ in me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when people do see Christ in you, they're going to tell you, you're different. I see something in you, just like that gentleman did with you, Pastor Mark.
I mentioned it Wednesday
ago.
Night. Yeah, a year ago.
And mm-hmm. he said, what is it about you that makes you different?
Yeah.
And maybe,
right.
In other words, you know, I just paraphrase that.
That's about what it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if people see Christ in you.
Right.
And that's what makes us pure in heart. And
right.
That's what makes them see the Lord or see God in us. And I think it's a blessing to be able to do that. Not easy sometimes to do, but it is a blessing to be able to have someone say, there's something different about you, girl.
Exactly.
And I said, thank you. Thank you for seeing that in me, because I mean, it still brings tears to my eyes when someone tells me that.
Oh, absolutely.
It just does a heart good for somebody to say that to me.
And doesn't it remind you that your relationship with God is vital? It's the crux of what they're seeing. They may not be able to tell you what it is they see or feel.
Right, exactly.
Pastor Jim, talk about that, if you will.
Well, first of all, I love technology because I can go right to a little lexicon here on my little phone and check these words out. And, you know, the scriptures, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. It's a wonderful thing because that word pure is katharos, which is like to have a cathartic experience. And it means purified by fire.
Okay.
Or pruned.
Whoa, yeah.
And I think, you know, I think of what Jesus said in John 15, you know, about the vine dresser doing the pruning.
Yes.
And
yes.
He says, you are already pruned because of the word I spoke to you. And Betty, that's exactly what you said. The word does that pruning work in us, that cleansing work.
Yes.
In us. But also the fire, you know, one of the definitions is refined or, you know, purified by fire. Well, the fire is the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And so blessed are the pure in heart. We God wants us to have pure hearts before him. And again, because I read through Matthew chapter 5 again today after I got your email, Pastor, and he talks all about that. It's
yes.
not just the outward stuff.
It's the inward
it's
stuff.
The inward
it's
stuff
the inward
counts.
Stuff.
You know, because you can look all good on the outside.
Right.
But I mean, you know, I read again through here about, you know, murder. If you hate your brother, you might
right.
it's the same as killing him.
That's right.
But
it's an attitude.
It's an inside
yes.
thing. It talks about, you know, lusting.
Right.
And, you know, if you look at someone with lust
yes.
in your eye, then you've already committed adultery.
Right. Yes.
And, you know, those are tough words, but that's what it means to be pure in heart, to have your heart
Amen.
Right with God. And I will say this for me, thank God for the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Because so often, you know, our hearts are not pure before God, but it's the blood, it's the spirit, it's the
right.
word that cleanses our hearts.
Amen.
So that we can see God, we can
right.
see him for everything who he is.
That is all so good. And he desires us to be true on the inside. And he desires us to speak truth to each other. He desires us to talk the right thing about him, to speak truth about him. You know, these people that say, oh, God's so mad and he's angry and he's getting ready to just rain down all kinds of awful punishment on people with sickness, with disease, blah, blah, blah. God, that's not God. That's not speaking truth about him. And, you know, have you ever been in a relationship where you thought somebody felt a certain thing about you? And then as time went along, things came out maybe in an argument, or time showed that that person didn't feel the way they had said they did, or whatever. And the truth came out. When truth comes out, then you can, that's what we need to be dealing with, is truth. And the truth of our relationship with Almighty God is that he loves us unconditionally. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, and you know, if I was writing on a board right now, I'd be drawing circles around that word, whosoever.
Yes, who, you would be.
I would be. Whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This relationship with Almighty God is open to every single person that walks this earth. Everybody can receive and know and have a relationship, know God and have a relationship. But it comes from, they've got to make that decision.
Right, right.
Betty, talk to us, will you?
Yeah, I'll talk to you.
Okay.
Oh, it's time to make a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to let go.
Right.
It's time to follow the path that the Lord has asked you to follow.
Yes.
And
yes.
He doesn't hurt us in any way because he's our Heavenly Father.
Right.
He shows us roads to follow. He shows
right.
us paths to go down. And it's our choice
mm-hmm.
to, because he gives us a free will,
right?
If you, so to speak, and he wants us to be. He wants us to be fishers of men. He wants us to be
amen.
Lighthearted. He wants us to enjoy being a part of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And some people just find it just too hard to be able to do that because they feel they have to be a certain way. I'm a sinner. I sin every day. But it's like Pastor Jim said, thank God for the blood of Jesus.
Oh, amen.
Ask for forgiveness for those sins. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, no matter how far you've gotten away from Christ, he's right where you left him. He's at your beck and call. He's just a phone call away. He's just a prayer away. And we make it so hard sometimes to be a part of what God wants us to be.
Right.
And I do it myself. I know I do. I'm pretty hard on myself. I may do things that I know that it's not pleasing to God, but I know that in my prayer time, I can say, God, you know, I really messed up.
Right,
know?
Yeah.
I'm not perfect. There was only one perfect person that walked the face of this earth, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ.
Sure.
And again, thank you, Pastor Jim, for bringing that up, for the blood of Jesus covers all.
Amen. Woo!
Well, and getting back to that heart attitude, again, something else I read in Matthew chapter 5.
Right.
I love.
This is a great
five,
chapter.
5, 6, and 7 are
I
so
know.
Wonderful. But, you know, he talks about hating your brother, calling them an idiot,
right?
A raca, an empty head,
right?
And you know, again, that's kind of that thing. We sometimes turn that on ourselves too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we
oh,
get.
Yeah.
I mean, I know
down
I have
ourselves.
A tendency.
Sure.
I probably would have made a great medieval Christian because, like so many people, it's sometimes very hard to just accept God's forgiveness.
Right.
I feel like I need to do some form of penance.
Right.
You know. And that's so difficult for so many people because we have a difficult time accepting God's free grace. And
right.
it's free.
It
I
is
mean,
free.
It cost him everything. And he does expect some things from us, of course, as we grow in him, like Betty's talked about and we've all talked about before. But, you know, sometimes it's just hard because people say, well, what's all, you know, what's this talk about the blood? Well, it does cleanse. Jesus' blood does cleanse. And it's, we can't do anything to earn
any
of God's forgiveness except to believe that he sent Jesus to be the Savior.
Amen. Woo. And go ahead. Then we're going to do this song. Go ahead, babe. Do you have a comment?
Well, one of the things that I have to thank the Lord for is when we face persecution or a couple of things that both of you have said today has hit me right smack dab in the face, because I have held some, this is a personal confession, is that I've held some unforgiveness for someone for quite a while. And you talked about the idiot comment, the stupid comment. I've said that more than once about a particular situation in my family. And one of the things that the Lord led me to last night was the scripture, what you just gave about the pure of heart.
Yes.
It's that God gave me, several months ago, gave me a clean heart.
Right.
He gave me, physically,
yes,
clean heart.
Yes.
Where I thought when I asked for, you know, a clean heart, I didn't have any idea that I would have to go through bypass surgery.
Triple bypass.
But, you know, when I look at things a lot differently,
yeah,
when you're up against something like that, where, you know, at any time your life could be, you know, the Lord could take you home. So when I saw that scripture about pure of heart, and it hit me again at 3:40 or 3:35, is that clean it up, Betty. Clean it up, Betty Blue. Clean it up. And it's like, okay. And it's so cool how the Lord's word, you can read it or you can hear it. You can hear it. But when someone else says it, like Pastor Jim did, or Nan, or Pastor Marcia says it, and it hits you in the face.
Yeah, that's God.
And God, yeah, telling you, and that's how gentle he is it sunk. I mean, it hit home. It's like hitting, ooh, a home run.
Amen.
You feel it. You know it, and you know you got to do it.
Help me find it. You are right on. Help Me Find It by Sidewalk Prophets. It fits perfectly right here.
To seem so clear, I'm finding I can't do this on my own. I don't know where to go from here. As long as I know that you are near, I'm done fighting, I'm finally letting go. I will trust in you. You've never failed before. I will trust in you. If there's a road I should walk, help me find it. If I need to be still, give me peace for the moment. Whatever your will, whatever your will, can you help me find it? Can you help me find it? I before, I will wait for you. If
Praise God. What that song just says it all. Help me find it, Lord. Help me find it. If there's a road I need to be walking on, dear ones out there, that may be your prayer today. And simply tell God that that's where you're at. Help me find it, Lord. Help me find that relationship with you. Nan, did God give you a poem there during that song?
He did. It's entitled, You Will Find It.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right. Can't beat that.
I will help you to find what you need. To my direction you need to heed. You can trust me to bring all things to pass, and of my goodness they will always last. You can find what you need in life, and through my word you'll endure any strife. So the decision is yours to make, special one. Look at all through my word that has been done. I'll do the same for you. Truly I will do such. You will see what you need and feel my touch.
That is an assurance, isn't it? That's directly to you, dear listener, wherever you are. God does want you to find this path of this relationship with him. And let's look at verse 13 of Matthew 5, because it gives us the reason why we need this relationship. Jesus says this, "Let me tell you why you are here." I love that statement. Let me tell you why you're here. People all the time are wondering why they're on this earth, right, Pastor Jim? Do you have, what's it say in your translation? But I love the way it says that in the Message Bible.
Well, it just starts off with, you are the salt of the earth.
You are. Okay. All right. So in the Message Bible, it says, let me tell you why you're here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. So salt of the earth, Pastor Jim, I'll go to you and then we'll go to Betty. What does that mean? What is that talking about that we're supposed to be?
Well, salt, as everyone knows, it enhances the flavor of food.
This yes.
It's all about food today, isn't it?
Right.
But,
right.
You know, salt enhances the flavor of food, makes it more palatable.
Right.
And also it's a preservative. Salt, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, long before refrigeration, you would salt everything
exactly.
to keep it from decaying.
Right.
And that's certainly what Jesus is talking about mm-hmm. here. We are the preservative
exactly.
in the earth. And he goes on to say, you know, but if that salt's lost its flavor, which is almost impossible, then what good is it, basically?
Right, right.
You know, it's lost any usefulness. So we have to remain salty.
Right.
We have to remain flavorful. We have to remain close to God in order to be preservatives.
Right.
And by that, I mean, we as believers are what keeps this planet together.
We're praying and believing. Exactly.
Quite honestly, we yes. are what holds this planet together from getting into total chaos.
Right.
And that's what Jesus is talking about here. We're salt. We add flavor.
Right.
And I mean, yeah, we can add flavor, as it were, to people's lives by talking to them, by speaking
exactly.
the word to them.
Yes. Giving them hope,
giving them
encouragement.
Them exactly.
Yeah.
That, and we can help preserve
yes,
their lives.
Absolutely.
By offering them, by praying for them, by speaking the word to them, by being a friend and just being there and being Jesus to them.
Amen. God flavors. It kind of brings out the flavor, that seasoning. Woo, Betty, talk to us about that. Oh, you are the salt of the earth. Yeah.
Yes. You know, and the neat thing about salt is like what Pastor Jim said, that's where I was going with a preservative, that salt can be found, can be given to almost anyone, horses,
right.
cattle, whatever, and that's what it preserves. It keeps us, especially in horses, because I have equine. I have horses.
She has equine.
Equine, and it helps to keep them hydrated. It
right.
helps keep them. It keeps them basically keeps them alive at times when there is nothing else left. There's nothing to eat. If the grass is dead, or if they just don't have enough hay, salt can be where they sustain life. And keep them hydrated. And that's what the Word of God does to us.
Exactly.
It keeps us hydrated. It keeps us fed.
Woo, yeah.
And when nothing else, when everything else fails, God's Word is always there.
It's amen.
Since the beginning of time. And of course, a lot of times you have to be in this world, you have to be salt restricted. But that again can be. There's still flavor with a little bit of salt, even if you add a lot of salt. It all evens out. It just, you know how God just works things out.
Well, what did they give you? What did they give you, Betty, when you were in the hospital? Didn't they hook you up to saline solution?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Especially when you're dehydrated, they give you a salt type solution. Pastor Jim wants to comment on that.
Well, yeah, and that popped into my head. Salt is an electrolyte.
It is.
It keeps your water inside, your internal water levels balanced.
Right, it does.
And without it,
you would die.
Exactly. Yeah, we have to have that salt. We have to be that thing that brings balance, as it were, to other people.
So there's a responsibility on us, our relationship with the Lord, as we grow that's what this series is about. As we get more and more faithed up, that means full of faith, then it naturally spills out to others, right? And as it does, other people sense that salt. Jesus says, you're the salt. In other words, you're what gives life flavor. And, you know, just being around people that, I'm thinking of the nursing home right now, Pastor Jim and Nan, and just the times we walk in there, and some of those people can walk in sad, depressed. Sometimes they'll sit in the hallway and say, I'm not coming in today. And you know they're down and they're discouraged. And then you just prod them a little and they come on in. And then pretty soon they're clapping their hands and singing. Pretty soon they're raising a hand to God, singing Amazing Grace. And you can tell by the time we're done with that service how much better they are, mm-hmm. because we have been salt in there in that room for 45 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. We bring that salt, and then, you know, the next concept here is light.
Yes.
We bring that.
Yes.
We are, and it's not, you know, we kind of talked, it's not an option.
Right.
He said, you are salt. You are light.
Yeah, not if you feel like
it. Not you might be, or if you want to be, you can be salt. If you want to be, you can be light.
Right.
You are salt. You are light.
Woo! Oh, we're going to stop right there for a second and do all the stuff that we have to do, and then we're going to get back in the second hour with more discussion with Betty and Pastor Jim. And I mentioned the prayer team earlier. Betty, where would you have been through all that you've been through physically lately without all the prayers of the saints praying for you?
Might not be here.
Well, we don't know. Yeah,
we don't know that. But it's the prayer of God's people.
Yes,
that I think sustains.
Yes,
brings light to a dark situation.
Amen.
And prayer does change things, or it changes people. I believe that prayer is going to bring a lot of people who are struggling, is going to bring people closer to Christ.
Amen.
So, you know, prayer is...
it's essential.
Prayer is everything.
It is
essential. It's everything. It's everything.
Amen.
Everything.
Amen. Amen. You know, as we've invited people to use our prayer line, prayers@bohmglobal.com, please do, audience. That's what it's about. We are here to serve you in the area of prayer, and to also serve you with these shows, and to bring you the wisdom of God, and to prod you along a little bit to be more of salt and light on this earth. And one of the ways we do that is our Thursday night show, Go Yard. And Betty, I know you hardly ever miss it, and so you want to give a little plug for Dr. Angel and I on that show, Go Yard. It's Thursday nights on this station, 6:06 p.m. Go Yard means hitting a home run in life. Yep.
Oh yes. It was enlightening to hear the show last Thursday, to be able to hear the difference of what circumstances can mean in your life and how you deal with them.
Right.
So it's a free.
There you go.
Uplifting counseling show.
Right.
That can help you face certain circumstances that you might be facing.
Right.
And I think that Dr. Angel, with her education, and you with your counseling that you've done for so many years, has bring such a special light onto things and how we can deal with them. And I really appreciate the show, and I think that if some of our listeners would tune in on Thursday night, that they would be enlightened also.
Yeah, it's good. And you can go back and catch a year and a half of shows on our Go Yard website, which is goyard2014.org, O-R-G. It's not .com on that one. goyard2014.org, and there's like a year and a half of shows with all kinds of topics. Setting up boundaries in our lives. The series we're on right now is Handling Life's Difficulties and Uncertainties. And it's really a good series. So we encourage you to tune in Thursday night, 6:06 p.m., and catch Dr. Angel and me with my other name, Mama Mac, and bring in you the counseling wisdom that we all need in our lives. Prayers at bohmglobal.com for our prayer requests. Pastor Jim, what do we do on Wednesday night?
We have the gathering.
There we do, yes.
We gather.
We gather, all right.
Yeah, we gather together to ask the Lord's blessing.
There you go, good song.
We get together, and it's the primary service, primary part of the gathering starts at 6:30. That's our Bible, that's a praise and worship and Bible study time. It's interactive Bible study. It's just incredible. Some people bring their, you know, dinner because some people getting off work, so they bring dinner. And it's just a time of praise and worship, a time of sharing the word.
Right.
And some of us do get there early. We gather around 6 o'clock for a time of prayer. We pray out. We pray out of the word. We take prayer requests.
Yes.
We are just a praying sort of people.
We are. We love to pray.
So we take that time to pray. And then, like I said, at 6:30, then we start the actual Bible study part.
Yeah. Amen. That's what we do. You're welcome. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, join us Wednesday night, 6:30. Ramada Inn, 3580 Almerton Road in Clearwater. We have to do station ID.